Jazz pianist, composer, and educator Ted Rosenthal's jazz opera, Dear Eric, makes its debut this coming week. WBGO's morning host Gary Walker sat down with Rosenthal to talk about his exciting project, inspired by letters from his grandmother to his father during the Holocaust.
When you hear the name Ted Rosenthal and you're a fan of jazz music or classical, you immediately come to attention. Classically trained with both undergraduate and master's degrees, gone on to be a winner in the Thelonious Monk International Piano Competition, tour the world with people like Art Farmer and James Moody, was in Jerry Mulligan's last working band, and on record has given us, oh, what a reimagined Rhapsody of Gershwin, has reimagined Bud Powell, Bill Evans, and Beethoven all on the same record, has given us one of the hippest holiday records of the last decade. So when you hear the name Ted Rosenthal and you hear the name jazz opera, you immediately become very, very curious. We welcome to WBGO master pianist and educator Ted Rosenthal.
Thank you, Gary. It's a pleasure to be here.
And it's great to have you. Dear Eric, the title of a jazz opera involving yourself, a libretto co-written by your wife, Leslie, and involving also the New York City Opera.
Correct.
Talk about Dear Eric.
Well, Dear Eric began about 2.5 years ago. A little before that, my wife and I attended a reopening of a Jewish school in a very small town called Bad Camberg, Germany, near Frankfurt, and that was the hometown of my grandmother. And before we left for the trip, I decided to take out of the attic a box of letters that had been sitting in my attic for more than 10 years. This was a box of letters that my grandmother wrote to my father. He was able to escape Nazi Germany in 1938 by virtue of a fellowship to the University of Chicago. Unfortunately, most of his family, including his mother, my grandmother, were not, and they perished. And as is typical among Holocaust survivors, he spoke almost nothing about his family and nothing of the letters. But this occasion prompted me to discuss the letters with a man named Dr. Peter Schmidt, who was also a character in the opera, a very heroic character. And he translated first just a few of the letters and then all 200 plus. He was a little taken aback at first, but dutifully translated them. And this process of reading these translated letters and getting to know a family that I really knew nothing about, my grandparents, uncles, aunts, cousins, some of whom had musical talent unknown to me, this inspired me to begin work on this jazz opera, Dear Eric.
And it involves hope. It
Yes.
involves heroism. It involves, obviously, Holocaust. And not only a look back, but a look to the future. Stand guard against hate, something that certainly applies every single day, that you wake up and start a day.
Especially now, yes, you're absolutely right. We're trying to capture the immigrant experience. You know, we are surrounded by immigrants, and the idea that you come to a new land and you have hope and interest in creating a new life, but you have family back at home and this push and pull of looking forward and looking back is one of the central themes of the opera. Now, of course, when Eric is really kicked out of school, in Nazi Germany and comes to America, he is greeted, in the opera especially, by jazz and by all the characteristics we associate with American jazz, the freedom, the democracy, the swing, the improvisation. And this is representative of this hopeful new life he will then lead in America.
Can we hear a taste of that now?
You can. Well, as I say, there's a real push and pull. He is torn. You know, it's a hopeful piece, but as you say, there's a Holocaust backdrop, so there's plenty of angst as well. And this is a piece his girlfriend, becoming wife, sings to him. At this point, actually, it's his wife, Lily. And these names were actually the names of my parents, Eric and Lily. And she is singing a piece called Always Believe, encouraging him to look forward and embrace and enjoy their new life together.
Ted Rosenthal from Dear Eric. It opens on the 9th of January at the Museum of Jewish Heritage, 36 Battery Place, New York City. Some of the music from Dear Eric, jazz opera opening on January the 9th at the Museum of Jewish Heritage. Our guest today and the composer, Ted Rosenthal. That had a very hopeful feel to it.
Well, thank you, Gary. Yes, it does.
And with words, even more hopeful, I would imagine.
Well, of course, I have to joke that you're better off not hearing me sing it, but hearing the wonderful singers of New York City Opera. This particular aria, which I think is one of the hopefully hits of the piece, is sung by a wonderful singer named Rachel Zatkoff, who happens to be one of the stars of the show that was in residence at the Museum of Jewish Heritage by the Yiddish Theater. They did a Yiddish version of Fiddler on the Roof, which is has been a huge hit and is now moving to Off-Broadway. But in the interim, she is joining us to be able to perform in Dear Eric.
And when you mentioned there in passing, I hope that's one of the hits. This takes on a very similar feel to, say, Porgy and Bess, where songs are gleaned from the opera and performed by thousands of different people.
Well, that is my hope, and I actually have been playing half a dozen or even close to a dozen of these songs in my jazz trio performances. I've done them on tour when I've been to China and Japan and around the New York area as well. So, yes, a loose model for me in my thinking of creating this piece was definitely Porgy and Bess.
Sure.
Because being a jazz pianist and loving those songs and playing those songs, I wanted people to walk out of the theater being able to hum a melody. So some contemporary opera, honestly, I'm not sure that's always possible. But in this case, although the music is top to bottom, we call it through composed, within that there are songs that can exist as freestanding songs for either instrumentalists or vocalists to do.
All based on words, the words of the songs. And with words, did you and your father ever talk about these letters?
No. As I said, these letters were not discussed. I knew the very bare bones, few things. I knew my grandfather's name, which was Theodore, like mine. I knew that he died as a result of the Kristallnacht pogrom, where they took all the Jewish men away. He was able to return, but he was in a very sick and weakened condition, and he died a few days later. I knew that my grandmother's name was Herta, which happens to be my sister's middle name. And one of the tragedies, both in the opera and in real life, as is the case with many others too, is that my father actually never knew what precisely happened.
You know, I was going to mention, you know, your wife Leslie, who co-wrote the libretto, is also an outstanding lawyer. And
she
with
is.
That type of background, the focus immediately for her became emigration, immigration, didn't it?
Absolutely. And Leslie did some wonderful research, both in actually finding out what did happen to my grandmother. There was a deportation train in June of 1942, and we know that that ended up at the Sobibor death camp. And we only learned this about 2 years ago as we were working on the opera as a result of internet research and more information that's available now. And as you point out, immigration is one of the central themes of the opera because, unfortunately, what sealed the fate of many of these European Jews that couldn't get out was that America was not going to let them in. So there is an immigration song which captures all the higher and higher bars that prospective immigrants had to meet, higher guarantees, affidavits, all these things. So Leslie was wonderful in researching some of the phrases that I then used in the song.
Can we hear a couple of those phrases?
You know, show your assets or, you know, you need more affidavits, you need a higher guarantee, things like that.
Sure, I understand.
Yeah.
And for you, as you and Leslie create this, because I have a feeling that the actual creation of the opera, Dear Eric, involved some serious work and some tears that were shed when these stories were interpreted first and then, well, let's make something out of them, and then let's set these words and these stories to music.
Well, yes, you're absolutely right, Gary. And as you know, some of the things that we remember the best in our lives, we forget what we had for breakfast and all these things, but we remember lyrics to music. So although there are over 200 letters, over 160 pages of the documents that came back.
In the span of 3 years, 38 to 41.
Right. The words that I set to music, I will never forget. They are in my brain forever. And as you say, there were some real heartbreaking moments of setting what we call the Kristallnacht letter, where my grandmother wrote to my father informing him of her husband and his father's death.
Dear Eric opens on January the 9th. World premiere at the Museum of Jewish Heritage, 36 Battery Place, New York City, and it's with the New York City Opera. With that in mind, you coming from classical and the world of jazz is how many of our WBGO listeners know you. you know, people like Art Blakey. I mean, pick a great leader. And for the instrumentalist, it's always, you want to play that? Know the story. Know the story.
Yeah.
But see, when you've got the New York City Opera involved, I would imagine for you, it was even a deeper feeling because not only do you hear the story, but you get the actual characters.
Yes, and that's been quite a revelation and a wonderful learning experience for me to see the dramatic process from beginning to end. You know, some of these songs were just instrumentals that Leslie added lyrics to. Then when they get sung and the characters start to develop, it's a revelation. Then when they get staged and you see them move and act and interact, it's another revelation. So it's been an amazing process, both artistically and the fact that this is basically a family story. The intensity is quite remarkable.
After the premiere taking place January 9th through the 13th, at the Museum of Jewish Heritage on Battery Place, New York City. What are the plans for the Letters of Dear Eric?
Well, of course, we are hoping for more performances and more presentations. We already have a few that will happen. One is at the Center for Jewish History in May. It looks like I'll be taking a concert version of this to Copenhagen in the summer. So we're hoping that sometimes that the letters could also be displayed and be part of the experience. And we may end up publishing them as well.
And when you ask yourself, well, here's a jazz musician, you know, why an opera? And I think he just answered it when he said, you know, you see the stories not just portrayed, but you see the characters that make the stories come to life. And that's the MO of a really good operatic performer, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, the singers who are wonderful, they even call themselves singing actors. It's more than just what they used to call park and bark.
Uh-huh. Did they dig the jazz sensibility, or had they been there before?
I have to say, one of the things, you know, there have been many challenging moments artistically and otherwise in this process, and one of the things that's really kept me going is how enthusiastic the cast has been about the piece, both the music, they love to sing it, and they really feel and sense the importance of the story.
And you can be in the middle of that enthusiasm yourself. It's January the 9th through the 13th. At the Museum of Jewish Heritage, 36 Battery Place in New York City. And if you'd like to know more about this whole thing, and it's fascinating, the website is simply deareric.com.
And we should say the Eric is the German spelling, so it's deareric.com.
And when you talk about a jazz sensibility, two things glare at me. And those two things that would have similarities between the story and the world of jazz, and that's freedom and democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And with that in mind, it always keeps you looking ahead where that exciting land ho comes to be. And with that in mind, I thought we would hear some more from the opera. This is Land Ho.
Thank you.
Ted Rosenthal. Dear Eric, a jazz opera commissioned by and performed with the New York City Opera, January the 9th through the 13th at the Museum of Jewish Heritage, 36 Battery Place in New York City. Ted Rosenthal, thank you, man.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, Gary. Thank you for having me.
Fascinating story.
You can find out much more about the opera by going to DearEric.com. That's DearEric.com.